Yahweh bless you and keep you. Yahweh make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Yahweh lift up his face on you and give you peace. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone.
Robert Layton wrote these words about prayer. The great author of nature and of all things does nothing in vain. He instituted not this law, and, if I may so express it, art of praying as a vain and insufficient thing, but endows it with wonderful efficacy for producing the greatest and happiest consequences. He would have it to be the key by which all the treasures of heaven should be opened. He has constructed it as a powerful machine by which we may, with easy and pleasant labor, remove from us the most dire and unhappy machinations of our enemy, and may with equal ease draw to ourselves what is most propitious and advantageous. Heaven and earth and all the elements obey and minister to the hands which are often lifted up to heaven in earnest prayer. Hear now God's revealed, inspired, inerrant, and infallible word, in Psalm chapter 4. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will my glory become a reproach? How long will you love what is worthless and seek falsehood? But know that Yahweh has set apart the Holy One for himself. Yahweh hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. Ponder in your heart upon your bed and be still. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in Yahweh. Many are saying, who will show us good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Yahweh. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Yahweh, make me to abide in safety. This prayer of David came during a time of attack by his enemies. In this prayer, David speaks to Yahweh, he speaks to the ungodly, and also to the godly. He approaches the throne of grace with boldness and with a confidence his prayer will be heard and answered. He doesn't do this trusting in his own righteousness, but declares, O God, my righteousness. David directs his attention to the ungodly in verses 2 and following, and he does so very directly and fearlessly. Charles Spurgeon wrote this, "Observe that David speaks first to God and then to men. Surely we should all speak the more boldly to men if we had a more constant converse with God. He who dares to face his Maker will not tremble before the sons of men." Turning his attention to those faithful in the Lord, David in verse 6 recalls Numbers chapter 6, the Aaronic benediction, an indication of Yahweh's covenantal love and faithfulness. David closes out his prayer by once again addressing Yahweh, declaring his complete confidence in God and the gladness, peace, and safety found in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is able to sleep well, knowing that he is in the hands of the sovereign Lord. We too can in peace both lie down and sleep as we rest in Christ. I'm going to close with the words of Dr. Hawker. Let us never lose sight of the Lord Jesus while reading this psalm. He is the Lord our righteousness. And therefore, in all our approaches to the mercy seat, let us go there in a language corresponding to this which calls Jesus the Lord our righteousness. While men of the world, from the world, are seeking their chief good, let us desire his favor, which infinitely transcends corn and wine, and all the good things which perish in the using. Yes, Lord, thy favor is better than life itself. Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.